Okay, Christopher, I got you. You're holding the repeater, but you're a little noisy, and we can definitely make out what you're saying. So, Christopher, go ahead with your transmission, and Drake, stand by.
This is Christopher, Sam, ABNK. I don't have a lot to add. I've never really kept up on NASA stuff, but I thought I was showing one little tidbit here. Nehemiah, my six-year-old, is my little history buff. And as soon as he heard Nicholas check in, he informed us all that that reminded him of Nicholas the Second of Russia, who was a leader in World War II. World War I, sorry, he just corrected me. He was wondering if Nicholas knew about that, so I got in his honor, get on the air, and put that out there. Oh, yes, and he's also making a story. Alrighty, back to you, Kevin. This is Christopher, KFA-TNK.
Well, Christopher, it sounds like Nehemiah is definitely into history, and it's always a good thing. You know, there's we learn from our historical past, hopefully, and we try not to make the same mistakes going forward, but who knows? It's good that your son is interested in history, and he can go back and recall some of those things, so that's very cool. Drake, NADMH. Drake, I'd like to thank you once again for patching us into NASA last week, Mission Control, and Drake, go ahead with your transmission.
Drake, NADMH. Man, Joe was, he's my neighbor, but man, he had the sad story. I literally just walked in the door, and I have a cat that's meowing. Do you have any words for everybody? So. Oh, the Artemis thing was fun to listen to. I didn't really stay super... I didn't, like, go online and watch it or anything. I just listened to it, and that was kind of fun enough for me, and it was kind of neat. And glad to have patched that in for everybody. I thought it was kind of interesting, you know. I was thinking, originally, I was like, well, maybe I can nab the signals whenever we're facing them, and then I quickly discovered they're on, like, 2.2 or 2.3 gig, and I was like, oh, I don't have anything that'll do that. So, maybe next time, because satellites are fun. I want to try that. Kevin, back to you. I need damage.
Well, Drake, you're a busy guy. I know that, and especially since you're just coming in the door at 9 o'clock. I'm sure your cat is happy to see you after being gone all day, and make sure you pay attention to him or her so that they feel loved, and they'll love you right back. Yeah, it was great having that patched in, and yeah, it was, I know we lost it there for a little bit, but I wasn't sure if something was going on the repeater as I was trying to identify patterns of interference last weekend, and thank you for identifying your on-the-hour digital transmissions that appeared as noise, and that when we had the correct PL tone in the radio instead of listening simplex, that noise just went away. I'm wondering how much of that might be related to the interference we're hearing on the 86 repeater when it happens, because to my ears, they pretty much sounded very much the same. So I don't know if we've got another digital transmission in the area that is going off and... impacting our signal capability. But anyway, Drake, thanks for that. Go take care of your kitty. Have a nice evening, and we'll talk to you soon. At this point, we've reached the bottom of our list. This This is WATCM, and if we don't have any additional check-ins, I'll take one more shot. If you've not checked into the Monday Evening Social Hour Net, wish to do so. This is The Last Call.